imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us.
They're making sure that history still goes on today. Don't you know it never went away? Just ask Anna May and Norma Jean. Mr. Peabody's Coltrane still hauling Danae Paradise away. And the legacy of betrayal goes on.
We've been in court with the FBI for, oh, 5.5, 6 years, and we haven't. They've tried 3 times to get the case thrown out of court, and each time they failed.
Lakota and Mohawk, Dene and Wailaki, the list goes on and on. Tribes persecuted by our government, they keep adding on to all of their wrongs. Although you don't have to be Indian, just stand up for Earth, and you'll see what's going on. That's what Judy and Daryl found out when the FBI did that bomb.
When we were bombed, we were organizing for something called Redwood Summer.
They found out that history still goes on today. Don't you know it never went away? Just ask Anna May and Norma Jean. Mr. Peabody's Coltrane still hauling Dene Paradise away. And the legacy of betrayal.
We had a very specific and enforced nonviolence code, and this was partially a result of the violence that we experienced.
What they did to us was the term for this in the FBI, COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program.
Freedom buried in Everything we own got all burned up in the Great Depression fire. Strip mines and one crop farming, drain the green earth dry. We lost it all, the lonely love we left, the love of one thing money can't buy. Yeah, we're all gospel children, singing just blow. When the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone, when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone. In California, there's work of every kind. The only job I ever got out there was waiting on a welfare line. Once I had a dollar, once I had a dream. Now all the work is being done by big old machines. Yeah, we all
raised in a mansion. From my head to my feet, I comply to the fashion. I'm scared to death, but wear a guise of ribald. Been beaten, laughed at, or left since I was 3 days old. I'm a son of abuse. I'm a son of abuse. I'm a discompassionate son of abuse. I got a lightning quick fuse. For you, I got no use. Forget about a truce. I'm a son of abuse. They kept me harnessed and leashed. Never held my hand. Something inside tells me I don't want to be a man. I've learned there's only one way through this jungle of life. That's aggressive destruction, struggle, and strife. I'm a son of abuse. I'm a son of abuse. I'm a discompassionate son of abuse. I got a lightning quick fuse. For you, I got no use. Forget about the truth. I'm a son of abuse. I've never been independent. taught to comply, not decide. My concepts and instincts may never coincide. Been schooled to intimidate, mislead, confuse. I'm a self-promoting candidate, a son of a beast. I'm a son of a beast. I'm a son of a beast.
Ah, the stale scent of dry dust under the overpass. The sporadic thump-thump of traffic overhead sort of lulls me to sleep in my urban outdoor bed. I feel safe but vulnerable. I feel alert but relaxed. I don't owe anybody and no one owes me. Don't want to hurt anybody, hope no one hurts me. In this world of enchantment, I just want to live free. When it rains, I get wet. When it's hot, I just sweat. Like an alarm clock, the thumps are getting closer up above. Maybe today all the hate will turn to love. Living outdoors ain't nearly as hard as the grief I get for being a bard. All my lovers are sublime, and my children love me true. They're few and seldom seen, but what's a vagabond to do? I feel safe but vulnerable. I feel alert but relaxed. I don't owe anybody and no one owes me. Don't want to hurt anybody, hope no one hurts me. In this world of enchantment, I just want to live free. When it rains, I get wet. When it's hot, I just sweat. I'm not guilty of the trespass I'm so often accused. More the victim than the instigator of abuse. The drugs, violence, and deception are just as plentiful in the banks and the mansions as on the streets. And under these transoms.
Krishna ni begane baro Krishna ni back and save the world, bless all the future of every boy and girl. Come back as Rama, forgive us for what we've done. Come back as Allah, come back as anyone.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion.
Religion is the reason the world is breaking up into pieces. Color of the people keeps us locked in hate. Please release us.
So come down and help us save all the little ones. They need a teacher. And you are the only one we can rely on to build a better world, a world that's for children, a world that's for everyone.
Krishna ni begane baro Krishna ni begane baro.
Thank you. was war. Tatsavitu vareiniyam Pargudevasyadimahi Yuyona prachodaya Umburguvasva Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasya dimai diyo yona prachodaya Om burbu vasva tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasya dimai diyo yona prachodaya Vasva tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Diyo yona prachodaya Om Guru Vasva tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi
Give me that old-time religion.
How many of you out there have heard of alternative engines? Engines that can run on anything from alcohol to garbage or water. Or carburetors that can get hundreds of miles to the gallon. Or electric or magnetic engines that can practically run forever. You don't know about them because if they were to come into use, they'd put the oil companies out of business. The concept of the internal combustion engine has been obsolete for over 50 years. But because of the oil cartels and corrupt government regulation, we and the rest of the world have been forced to use gasoline for over 100 years. Big business is primarily responsible for destroying the water we drink, the air we breathe, and the food we eat. They have no care for the world they destroy, only for the money they make in the process. How many oil spills can we endure? Millions and millions of gallons of oil are now destroying the ocean and the many forms of life it supports. Among these is plankton, which supplies 60 to 90% of the Earth's oxygen. It supports the entire marine ecosystem, which forms the basis of our planet's food supply. But the plankton is dying. These people broker toxic waste all over the world. The law says no company can be fined over $25,000 a day. If a company is making $10 million a day by dumping lethal toxic waste into the ocean, it's only good business to continue doing this. They influence the media so that they can control our minds. They have made it a crime to speak out for ourselves, and if we do so, we're called conspiracy nuts and we're laughed at. We're angry because we're all being chemically and genetically damaged, and we don't even realize it. How many of us would have believed if we were told 20 years ago that on a certain day we wouldn't be able to see 50 feet in front of us? That we wouldn't be able to take a deep breath because the air would be a mass of poisonous gas? That we wouldn't be able to drink out of our faucets, that we'd have to buy water out of bottles. I think we need a responsible body of people that can actually represent us rather than big business.
This is the largest forest rally in the history of the U.S. Forest Protection Movement. Because respond. The system does not respond to us when we politely ask them, but we learned last year as we were walking over that line that they hear us when we take that kind of action. Our struggle to save these forests has been a trail of tears, as Mika Wawona said the other day. It has been a trail of tears and broken trees. Everything that we have done everything in our power. We've worked through their system. We've changed their laws. We've put, quote unquote, the best forestry laws in the country on the books. We've done everything we can to enforce them, and they still take every tree in the forest. So that's why we're going to make this statement in the only way that they seem to be able to hear. And this statement is not just being made for Headwaters. We're here for Headwaters because Headwaters is endangered today, and Headwaters is the last best thing left. But this is not just for Headwaters. This is for all of the trees that we've been fighting so hard to save for all these years. This is for Albion, Enchanted Meadow. This is for Osprey Grove. This is for China Left. This is for Sugarloaf. This is for Enola Hill, Calico Cat, and Rocky Brook and Olympic Peninsula. This is for Cole Ballard. This is for Mount Graham and Shawnee and Brighton Bush and Millennium Grove and all of the trees that they have taken despite every effort that we've given. Where you live or whatever issue you work on, because this is all one issue. This is all one system, that same corrupt system that rewards Charles Hurwitz while they take welfare checks away from needy mothers. That's what we're here to protest. We're here to stop the destruction of the earth. We're making our stand. So we're going to start taking our stroll down Fisher Road, and we'll see you down at that gate. Let's get out there. Watch out, Charles Hurwitz. We're coming, and you can't stop us.
To our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come, we are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way.
To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people.
To those who left their communities by force or by choice and for generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find, to those that turn away the so-called non-accepted, to those that bring us together, and to those living outside keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others, and those who revive again, to those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth.
To those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own.
To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better.
To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead,
to our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth,
and her beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
Oh, yeah.
arms and drugs. Oil, arms, and drugs. One a million, two a million. Oil, arms, and drugs. Bang.
He's dead.
Whew. Honey.
Yeah, what's the name?
see.